guys, I have got a treat for you. If you like my podcast, you are going to love this podcast. It is called The Just Different Podcast, and it is hosted by brothers Jordan and Darren Starks. They talk all things life, faith, and culture. They are brothers. They are passionate about sharing God and seeing Him in everyday life, and they just want to help others along their own faith journey. It is the perfect podcast to hop on over to if you like the stuff that we talk about here. And there are a few episodes I think you should already go listen to. Episodes 53, Stay True. Number 2, this is my favorite, You Cute, But Can You Pray? And episode 28, Cycles. I'm excited just reading those, and you guys are going to love it. Hop on over, give them a listen. The Just Different Podcast here on That Sounds Fun Network. This is Unexpected with Hannah Love. In this podcast, you will gain a new perspective of how God loves you enough to call you to things that you couldn't have imagined for yourself. I'm starting off with an oldie today, guys. It's a short little encouragement I wrote about 4 or 5 years ago. So let's read it, shall we? There are a million things I would go back and tell my younger self, but here is one I wish I had an understanding of way sooner than I did. Standards and expectations are two very different things. Expectations in a relationship may mean compromise in order to grow together as a couple. Standards, on the other hand, are fundamental and unchanging. Your standards are your core beliefs. They align with who you are and hopefully who God says you are. They align with what you want for your life and what you are unwilling to settle for. Never adjust your standards because a man is unable or unwilling to meet them. Expectations are negotiable, standards aren't. Once you're able to make this distinction between the two, then you will set yourself up for a happier and healthier life. So even though I wrote that several years ago, and even though I was married at the time and had been for a few years, I still feel like this was such a relevant point. Whether you are married, single, dating, or just looking for healthier relationships or friendships in general, this sentiment remains true. And as I got to thinking about this encouragement, I decided to take it a step further and delve into the biblical principle behind it. After all, God gave us standards for a reason. And then I got to thinking about how people in the Bible were also full of expectations. It's the whole reason I even have this podcast. God loves to work outside of our expectations, working in the unexpected, working according to His standards, not our expectations of Him or how we think He should operate. First, I'll get nerdy on you and give you the dictionary definition of each of these words. So, a few that I found are standard, an approved model, serving as a basis of weight, measure, value, comparison, or judgment. Here's another one. Standard, of recognized excellence or established authority. And I love that one because I feel like the standard that the Bible represents is that. It is established authority, God's authority. Okay, now the definition of expectation, I will keep this short. The act of anticipating something. Okay, so those are different definitions. I'm afraid, however, that culture today has pushed this idea of holding high expectations rather than having high standards. So the wording is close, but it's a few degrees off, and I personally feel like it can be a really slippery slope to use those two terms interchangeably. See, I believe that expectations really boil down to putting your self-desires over a true standard. Of course, we don't want to view it that way, but at the root of it, that's pretty much it. So here's the truth. God's word is the standard by which we ought to live. And maybe that sounds presumptuous, but let me explain why this is the only infallible practice. This quote sums it up beautifully. The standard of right and wrong can only come from one who is perfect, our Creator, the Almighty God. So, if our personal standards are aligned with God, with who He is, what He says about us, and what He wants for His children, there can be no error in holding on to them. They are perfect. And I also think it's no coincidence that John chapter 1 begins the story of creation with this. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. See, this was Jesus. He was the Word made flesh. He is the manifested Word of God in human form. He was the ultimate standard. On the flip side of this equation, we have the world. Now the world is full of what? Noise, opinions, ideas, and mostly the desire to satisfy self. This is the camp of expectations. We can find a lot of opinions about a lot of things. Some may be right, some may be wrong, and some may be partially right or wrong. But unless the parameters line up with the Bible, they just aren't it. I'm not saying it's wrong to have your own opinions or desires. Not at all. God created us with imaginations, with creativity, ideas, and most importantly, free will. It is what we choose to align our will with that matters. Expectations are something that people have. We set them, we create them, and we get mad if others don't meet that personal idea. Guys, today I am just sharing all of this as food for thought. Are you using standards and expectations interchangeably? Or have you ever really stopped to even think about it? Ask yourself, if you were to write out what your standards are in a relationship, if those are the things that are your core values and your core beliefs, and those are the things that God says about you, ask yourself, if you were to write out what your standards are in a relationship, if those are the things that are core to your beliefs and what God says about you, then ask yourself what your expectations are. I'm not saying it's wrong to have them. Of course, we do. We are human. But what my hope is today is that you will stop long enough to hold firmly to the standard that God gives us as a guide to live by. That standard will protect you from mess and mistakes. Not all of them, but certainly ones that God specifically identifies in His Word. Expectations are negotiable and can allow space for compromise. After all, healthy relationships must do so to grow together. However, if you've made your list of standard core values and someone is unable or unwilling to meet them, it may be time to reevaluate that relationship. I'm no counselor, but I can promise personally from myself that this has saved from so many unnecessary heartaches along the way. So I'm sharing it with you today in hopes of doing the same thing for you. I love you guys, and I hope you have the best week. Thank you so much for listening today. If this episode has encouraged you, please feel free to share this show with your family and friends. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world today, and my hope is that this show is a candle in the dark.